It's an exciting weekend. Halloween is in the air. Mysterious guests will be showing up on your doorsteps tonight. Yesterday in Dufferin Grove Park, there was a wonderful, David Anderson did his puppet thing again, and some of us sang, and it was a really great way to be part of the weekend. The Celts called this the thinnest time of the year, when we're especially aware of our connection to invisible forces that go beyond what's manifest. And as Albert Einstein said, the forces out there are friendly. Never forget it. The Bible, however, in Habakkuk today reminds us that human-made empires are not friendly, delivering more tricks than treats. How long, O Lord? How long will the ones who commit violence get to rampage on? And when will you hear my cry for trouble? When will you show me a vision of things being set right? We can hear these words applied to the big problems of our world as the Tea Party howls on to the south of us. But we can also bring, and we're allowed to bring, our own smaller complaints and troubles to this text. Things not right at home, things not right with friends, things not quite right at work or school, or just being plain crabby and not being part of making things right. We come with our own litany. Habakkuk is waiting for a vision from God to show him the next step and a longer vision of what to work towards. In the gospel story, we have a man who has trouble seeing as well. He's short, for starters. So at the risk of embarrassing himself, he goes up to a tree because a mysterious guest is passing through. It's Jesus of Nazareth. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of buzz. Zacchaeus goes out of his way to catch a glimpse of who this magician might be. And then he hears his name. Jesus calls him down from the tree and says, "I must come to your house for dinner tonight." That's not usually how it works, is it? We get invited to someone's house for dinner. This story is written with the Greek verb, a divine must, as if it's fate. It's the appointed time. Of course, Zacchaeus, we've just been waiting to meet. I must be at your house for dinner tonight. And as the story unfolds, the crowds howl a bit because Zacchaeus is a collaborator. He's rich. And how has he made his money? He has made his money by collecting taxes for the hated Roman Empire, as many, in fact, did make their living. Zacchaeus was a franchise owner, if you like. How it worked is he prepaid the Roman tax, and then he sent his people around to collect and recoup his costs, plus a profit. Not a very pretty picture. But surprisingly, Jesus invites himself to this person's house for dinner. And we can imagine he didn't dine alone. There were other people at the table. And in the process, some complexities about Zacchaeus come forward. The Greek verb here that we hear in the New Revised Standard is Zacchaeus telling Jesus, "Look, I'll make up for it all. I want to make a new start. In the future, I'm going to give fourfold of what I have back to those I took away from," and on and on. It's the normal setup, and the formula goes repentance, right? Repentance. I repent of my wrong ways equals salvation and grace. But that's not quite what's going on here. The more accurate translation of the text now is Zacchaeus says, "I've already been giving fourfold to the poor." And there's some creative tension with this verb, and we're led to think that all is not what it seems. Is it a Robin Hood at work? We don't know. But there's more to Zacchaeus than meets the eye, and that more than we can see. Jesus draws people into relationship and to a deeper recognition of who Zacchaeus perhaps is and could be. Because why not find more allies than enemies? Why not build alliances with people who might just be different from us? Why not say that there's a tipping point in someone's life? And the moment is coming when we can work with them and bring out their gifts and expand our circle. The layers of this story offer some promise and perhaps point to one of the deepest truths about God, that God is ultimately, deeply, passionately desiring to be in relationship with us, no matter who we are. God wants to be in relationship with us, helping us be right with ourselves and especially with our community, the circles we live in, we move in, we work with. And God wants to be in relationship with the ones who are dubious, the ones who've done wrong, the ones who are crabby, the ones who are great. God wants to be in relationship with each of us. And that can be a hard thing as we look around. So today we have a story to a deeper recognition of who we are, what the potential is, in who is at the table, and who comes to the table. And we have a vision made clear, as Habakkuk had wanted. We have a vision and a taste of it as Miriam talked with the children. We gather on the same level. We give each of us a chance to talk. We might not take it, but the invitation is made. And we keep going until there's a sense that we're all in this together. I'd sure like some help with this, wouldn't you? How to help this happen at home or at school or at work or in those places that are special to us and yet somehow it's a little bit screwed up. We're part of the problem. Someone else is part of the problem. How do we unravel? And as our response said today, make things new. Start with a fresh start and recognize we're all part of the problem. We're all part of the solution. Zacchaeus needs the others. The others need Zacchaeus, although they don't know it yet. And so I'd like to invite us to hear the scripture with new eyes as we learn more about what restorative circle is all about, why that was so important to God and Jesus, in fact, central to the ministry of mixing up very different kinds of people, having them recognize more fully who they were and to catch a glimpse of God moving in them, that together they could create something new, together they could restore community rather than further dividing it. So in a few minutes after we sing our anthem, I'll be inviting Miriam to come forward and tell us a little bit more about what she did with the children has to connect with Zacchaeus' cry. Oh God, when will you help me restore things? And we'll be calling on Pat too to help us more with that and make some connections to our scripture. Thank you.